You'll hear five short extracts in which teenagers are talking about their love of drawing cartoons. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what advice each speaker gives about drawing cartoons. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
When I was younger, I'd draw cartoons on my mum's notebooks, the one she always took to her office. I knew she'd show them to other people to see what they thought, so I worked really hard to get the drawings right, even if I wasn't happy with them at first. They weren't particularly sophisticated drawings, but starting with quite basic figures, drawn with a few lines, helped me experiment with drawing movement, and so on. And I'd recommend that to anyone doing cartoons. Since then, my style's developed, but I've never pushed it. I'm always just happy to see where my imagination will take me, and my pens and pencils.
Speaker 2.
My dad's an artist, so when I was young, he taught me how to draw, and I've done it ever since, using crayons, paints, and whatever makes a mark on paper to draw cartoons. But I really started improving when I began looking more carefully at my surroundings, people in the street, animals, shops, whatever, to give me inspiration for my drawings. That's the key to developing good cartoon drawings, I think. And everything seems to flow much more easily once you've got that initial inspiration. Of course, you can look in comics for ideas, but if you're just copying someone else's work, you'll never be as happy with the end result.
Speaker 3.
I've been working with another classmate to draw cartoons to be used at school. We've done cartoons of other students, the classrooms and whatever else we see, and used them on things like concert posters and the school magazine. They've been really popular thanks to my art teacher. She got me to develop my drawing by using things like big sheets of paper and ink pens. That was important, as my cartoons would never have got any better if I'd just kept using the same old pencils and notepads. So that's what I'd tell people wanting to take it up. I get totally different effects now and loads of new ideas for cartoons.
Speaker 4.
I'd love to see my cartoons in a big, well-known comic one day, but that's unlikely at the moment, as my cartoons aren't always very good. I'm determined to carry on trying, though. That's the only way you improve, I'd say. I'll redraw a cartoon a number of times before I'm satisfied, and my best mate will always tell me honestly what's wrong, even though I never ask him. But my style's slowly developing. That's not really important to me, but I notice it when I look back at my early cartoons. Now I've moved on from doing simple line drawings to being bigger and bolder, and they really get people's attention.
Speaker 5.
I get a lot of great ideas for cartoons just walking to school in the mornings, believe it or not. I'm constantly observing people and making notes of stuff that's happening. I know that doesn't work for everyone, though. Cartoonists get their inspiration from lots of different sources. But I often join up with a mate from school. He writes some great stories, and I add pictures to them, using whatever materials I can find. As a team, we're much more imaginative, so I definitely suggest that as a way of producing stuff, even if you feel your drawings are still fairly basic.
Now you will hear part three again. Speaker 1.
When I was younger, I'd draw cartoons on my mum's notebooks, the one she always took to her office. I knew she'd show them to other people to see what they thought, so I worked really hard to get the drawings right, even if I wasn't happy with them at first. They weren't particularly sophisticated drawings, but starting with quite basic figures, drawn with a few lines, helped me experiment with drawing movement, and so on. And I'd recommend that to anyone doing cartoons. Since then, my style's developed, but I've never pushed it. I'm always just happy to see where my imagination will take me, and my pens and pencils.
Speaker 2.
My dad's an artist, so when I was young, he taught me how to draw, and I've done it ever since, using crayons, paints, and whatever makes a mark on paper to draw cartoons. But I really started improving when I began looking more carefully at my surroundings, people in the street, animals, shops, whatever, to give me inspiration for my drawings. That's the key to developing good cartoon drawings, I think. And everything seems to flow much more easily once you've got that initial inspiration. Of course, you can look in comics for ideas, but if you're just copying someone else's work, you'll never be as happy with the end result.
Speaker 3.
I've been working with another classmate to draw cartoons to be used at school. We've done cartoons of other students, the classrooms and whatever else we see, and used them on things like concert posters and the school magazine. They've been really popular thanks to my art teacher. She got me to develop my drawing by using things like big sheets of paper and ink pens. That was important, as my cartoons would never have got any better if I'd just kept using the same old pencils and notepads. So that's what I tell people wanting to take it up. I get totally different effects now and loads of new ideas for cartoons.
Speaker 4.
I'd love to see my cartoons in a big, well-known comic one day, but that's unlikely at the moment, as my cartoons aren't always very good. I'm determined to carry on trying, though. That's the only way you improve, I'd say. I'll redraw a cartoon a number of times before I'm satisfied, and my best mate will always tell me honestly what's wrong, even though I never ask him. But my style's slowly developing. That's not really important to me, but I notice it when I look back at my early cartoons. Now I've moved on from doing simple line drawings to being bigger and bolder, and they really get people's attention.
Speaker 5.
I get a lot of great ideas for cartoons just walking to school in the mornings, believe it or not. I'm constantly observing people and making notes of stuff that's happening. I know that doesn't work for everyone, though. Cartoonists get their inspiration from lots of different sources. But I often join up with a mate from school. He writes some great stories, and I add pictures to them, using whatever materials I can find. As a team, we're much more imaginative, so I definitely suggest that as a way of producing stuff, even if you feel your drawings are still fairly basic.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.